There's one farm in the whole city of Milwaukee, and it's not much to look at. In the front, there's a small farm stand and some grungy old greenhouses. Out back, you'll find turkeys, chickens, and goats, and all over the place, big piles of compost are steaming in the cool morning air. Will Allen runs this inner-city nonprofit farm called Growing Power. We walk into a greenhouse that's heated by compost, and Alan pulls back a long sheet of plastic.
I just open up a bed, and you see this beautiful spinach growing here, and it's Wisconsin.
This 59-year-old is a big guy. He's 6'7" and ripped from his days playing pro basketball. Alan started Growing Power 15 years ago. It's a measly 2 acres, but it's incredibly productive. The staff makes compost to heat the buildings. They use raised plant beds to maximize space, and they grow greens and raise fish using the same water. The farm sells a ton of food to restaurants and grocery stores. It also gives food to local pantries and sells fruits and vegetables to neighborhood families at reduced prices.
We have minorities that are eating processed foods and getting diabetes, and people aren't living very long because of, you know, the negative effects of poor eating and poor lifestyle and so forth. So we got to change that.
Alan travels all over the world showing people how to make what he's done in Milwaukee work in other places. The farms also become a training ground for local school kids, interns, and backyard farmers. Last fall, Alan won a $500,000 genius grant from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. He also gets invited to conferences by former presidents. So he's become a sort of urban farming celebrity, but you wouldn't know it. Alan says he still gets his hands in the dirt every day in Milwaukee, and he's always looking for ways to help people who live here. Growing Power's newest project is with Rockwell Automation, an industrial parts company in Milwaukee. Every day, 1,000 employees eat in the company's cafeteria, and that produces a lot of food waste. Growing Power's started hauling it away for free. We've arrived at the loading dock of Rockwell Automation, and there's lots of stuff in here that actually looks like it's still pretty good. There's a couple buckets full of celery and onions and a big trash bag full of lettuce. When we get back to the farm, co-director Jay Salinas starts unloading the Rockwell scraps.
Of course, a large part of it is compost, but there's always something in here that we can feed to the animals, especially the chickens.
You're feisty.
We're going to take fish out of number 7. And out of here and put in there. And then the new fish are going to go in the new system.
Growing Power founder Will Allen says his passion for food comes from his parents. They made a meager living as sharecroppers near Washington, D.C.
We fed people, our family and extended family, and we sold food. So what I'm doing today, when people say, well, you know, how do you feel about this MacArthur thing you won or this Ford Foundation thing or whatever you got? It's really my parents. They should be the recipients of those.
He says it's really getting back to the way things used to be, when people ate healthy food that was grown or raised in their own community. For the Environment Report, I'm Erin Toner.